בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב. We stay very close to Purim, הבא עלינו לטובה. I would like to take this opportunity בסייעתא דשמיא and to share with you very interesting insight about this special holiday, this special time in the year, and obviously how it's relevant for us in our daily life. And now we can take this with us and we mainly to take all the Simchat Purim with us all the year. We walk to Parashat Zachor, coming this Shabbos. Few weeks ago, we read about the war against Amalek. The Torah teaches us about this war, paragraph 1, ויבוא עמלק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים. ויאמר משה ליהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, וצא ילחם בעמלק. מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה ומטה אלוקים בידי. משה רבנו סייתי יהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, start the war today, צא ילחם בעמלק when? Today, and myself, מחר, tomorrow, אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה ומטה אלוקים בידי. ומשה רבנו סייתי יהושע, to prepare to this war, he use a lesson, בחר לנו אנשים. קם רשי נסיים פרוג אבטו, בחר לנו, לי ולך. ישבעו לו. משה רבינו, קומפר יהושע to him. מכאן אמרו, ולרן פומיר, יהי כבוד תלמידך, חביב עליך כשלך. ולרן פומיר, we need to have respect to our students, exactly how we look for, they will have respect to us. And my first question is, why, from the preparation, the war against Amalek, we learn this special statement to have respect to our students, exactly how we look for, they will have respect to us. עקבות תלמידך, חביב עליך כשלך. This is question number one. Question number two. בניין המשכן, all the items in the משכן, including בגדי כהונה, or the garment of the כהנים, every year take place in חודש אדר. The first item in the משכן, what we find, what we learn in beginning of תרומה, is the ark, ארון ברית השם. The third paragraph, ועשו ארון עצי שיטים. המאתיים וחצי אורכו, המאה וחצי רוחבו, והמאה וחצי קומתו, the size of the ark. קם רשי אנסי, קם חזל אנסי, פרו גפור, ועשו ארון. מפני מה בכל הכלים האלה כתיב ועשית? Every other items in the משכן, שולחן, מזבח, מנורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו ועשית, you in charge from A to Z, ובארון כתיב ועשו ארון, ועשו ארון, לשון רבים, אמר רבי דבר רבי שלום, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, יבואו הכל, ויעסקו בארון כדי שיזכו כולם לתורה. Everyone need to come involved in the ark, and in this way we can come part in the Torah. My second question is, the ark, ארון ברית השם, is only the כלי. What in this כלי we put in לוחות הברית, we put in the Torah. How, when we come involved in the ark, we get part in the Torah? Logically, much better to say, יבואו הכל ויכתבו אות בתורה. Everyone will come to write letter in the Torah. We know if we miss one of the letters in the Torah, ספר תורה is possible. If you never write, לכתחילה is only חומש. It's not ספר תורה. Is how involved in the ark, give to every one of us part in the Torah. This is question number two. The last question, question number third, above the ark, the top cover is kaporet and kruvim. Two kruvim from two sides. The pasuk say paragafai ve'asita kaporet zahav ta'or ha'matayim v'chetzi orka ha'ma v'chetzi rochba. Size, ועשית שניים קרובים זהב, מקשה תעשה אותם, one piece of gold, משתי קצות הכפור, from two sides of the top cover. Now what relevant for us, Pasuk Yutet, look very carefully. Ve'aseh kruv echad mikatsa mize. Ve'kruv echad mikatsa mize. One kruv, one angel from one side of the ark, the other from the other side of the ark. And again, in same Pasuk, please put line, ta'asu et הקרובים על שני קצותיו. The beginning of the pasuk, we learn we need to make two קרובים, two angels, everyone in other side. The end of the pasuk, we learn about this again. The pasuk say, פסוק י"ט, תעשו את הקרובים על שני קצותיו. We know this from the beginning of the pasuk. Why we need to learn about this again from the end of the pasuk is look is not necessary. Comes the Natziv on the Chumash and explain to us something unbelievable, and he explained the two kruvim, we need to finish the job to make them exactly and same moment. We cannot make one now and one later. Both of them need to take place at the same time. It's obviously one worker cannot make this. We need two people. If the two kruvim take place on one side, one person can move from one to the other, one to the other, and finish both of them at the same minute. Good. But because everyone stay on the other side, is we need two workers to make this. From this reason, the pasuk end and say to us in pasuk Yutet, what we read, Ta'asu, Lashon Rabim. Two people, we make this and finish at the same time. We look inside paragraph 6. Ze, Vegam Shinui Lashon Baseifa. The end of the posuk, Dekra, Mina Kaporet Ta'asu, Lashon Rabim, Meshune, Mikol Ainyan, is not necessary. Is look, we not understand why the posuk mentions this. Ela Yesh Baze Osafa. Kshiyase. כאחד, קרוב אחד מקצה מזה וקרוב אחד מקצה מזה. We need to make both of them at the same time. ולא שיעשה תחילה זה הקרוב, to make one first, ואחר כך השני. ואילו היו שני הקרובים מצד אחד, if both of them stay on one side, היה אפשר לבעל מלאכה אחד, one person, להקיש כאן וכאן, to work and to make both of them at the same time, עד שיצאו שניהם כאחד. אבל, but, כאשר הם על שני קצותה, because both of them in two sides, הוא מן הנמנע. It's impossible to finish in same time. על כן, פירה שכתוב, תעשו את הקרובים על שני קצותיו, שיהיה אחד עומד מזה, ואחד מצד שני, ויהיו נזרים, please put line, להוציא שני הקרובים כאחד. And my third question is, why so necessary to make the two קרובים exactly in same time, and to finish both of them in the same time. This is the three questions that I would like to ask, and B'siyata Dishmaya, this Purim probably will come by you completely different Purim from all the Purims what you celebrate until today. Mamash Pilei, Pilei, Pilei. Again, short and clear, question number one, the preparation, the war against Amalek. The Torah teaches us, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yoshua, Bechar lanu anashim. Pick soldiers for us. And Rashi say, we learn from here, we need to have respect to our students, exactly how we look for them, we have respect to us. Yikvot talmidcha chaviv alecha keshelcha. Why is this special statement? To have respect to our students, exactly how we look, they have respect to us. We learn from the preparation of the war against Amalek. Question number one. Question number two. Every item in the Mishkan except the Aaron, the pasuk say, Ve'asita, Moshe Rabbeinu, you in charge from A to Z, except Aaron Brit Hashem, Ve'asu Aaron. Everyone will come involved in the Aaron, in this way everyone have part in the Torah. And the question is, the Ark is only Idim, what we put inside the Torah. How, when we come involved in the Ark, we get part in the Torah? More logically to say, write letter in the Torah. Everyone will write letter, we have part in the Torah. How, when we deal with the ark, we get part in the Torah? And question number three, why we need to finish the two kruvim and two sides in the same moment, and two people make These two Kruvim, we cannot ask from one person because he cannot finish in the same time. Why is it so necessary to finish the Kruvim in the same time? Good? This is the question. Now, we walk step by step. And the Siyata Dishmaya, we really, we see something unbelievable. We know the source of all the Galuyot is Galut Mitzrayim. The source of all the Geulot is Geulat Mitzrayim. And more we understand what happened in the beginning, we really come more close to the end. Sheneemar, En Gaalti Etchem, Acharit Kereshit. Where we find first time in the Torah any conversation or any psukim about Galut Mitzrayim? The answer is in Brit Ben HaBetarim, the special agreement between Kodesh Baruch Hu to us when he said to Avraham Avinu. And what the pasuk say? All the nation what you go to create will move to other state, to other nation. Ve'avadum ve'inu otam 400 shana. The galut will take place 400 years. We talk about years. Few psukim after, Dor revi'i yashuvu ena. When we talk about galut, what we mention is 400 years. We talk about redemption, what we mention generations. Dor revi'i yashuvu ena. Why when we talk about redemption, we mention generations? Why we never mention years? Exactly how the pasuk say about galut. Come, Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner in his special sforim, Paradis on Purim, he opened for us beautiful window, and we will walk through this window, and we will see something new. We take this B'siyata Dishmaya a few steps ahead, Pilei Plain. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu, Dor Revi'i Yashuvu Ena. Redemption belongs to generation. Where we find again in the Torah concept of generation? Milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. What is mean midor dor? Every generation, obviously. We have evil, what represents Amalek, and we need to fight against this evil. No. This is not the pshat in the pasuk. What is mean milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor? Not midor ledor. Midor ledor is mean every generation still we have the eagle, we need to try to fight until we will win. But the pasuk saying midor dor. The explanation. Amalek is a very smart nation. He's not stupid. He know to broke the wall. What is mean us, Am Israel, and to destroy it, us, is not so easy. We have Torah, we have mitzvot, and we have tradition. And he find, if any possibility to destroy the wall, what represents us, Am Israel, to broke the wall, is to find in this wall some place what is open a little bit, and to make the place what is open, some place what we have any gap, any open place, to walk in and to try to make this bigger and bigger. Amori makes the all bigger and bigger, big chance to destroy it, all the wall, and to destroy it us. Where Amalek say possibility to find any space, any mirvach, gap, is between one generation to the other. Between one generation to the other. Until we deliver the Torah, the mitzvot, our tradition to the next generation, sometimes gap, space, start to take place, and he say, I will walk in between, and I will make the gap much bigger. In this way, he say, I go to win. From this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu knows this very well. When he makes a preparation to the world, first war against Amalek, what he say to Yehoshua? Bechar lanu anashim. לנו אנשים he compare himself to Joshua. For sure Moshe Rabbeinu בנבואה is above every other navi. But about the Torah, about the mitzvot, we're in the same page. Everyone, we try to do the best. The Torah and the mitzvot is the same for every one of us. He came and said to Yeshua, Bechar lanu anashim, and Chazal explained to us, yes, in this place we learn the big statement, have respect to your students exactly how you want, they will have respect to you. Ikvot talmidcha chaviv alecha keshelcha. Why we learn in this place? Because v'shinantam levanecha is not only your children, it's also your students. And to try not to create any gap how much we can. From this reason, this is the key to win against Amalek. The key to win against Amalek is when we never create any gap between us to generations after. From this reason, we learn this statement here from Amalek. And this is what the pasuk say. Milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. Midor dor is mean the war against Amalek is where? We need to find where is the border, where Amalek stay, to prepare ourselves and to surprise him. He will never surprise us. The place what Amalek stay is midor dor. And this is our war against Amalek. This give us completely other perspective about Purim. The pasuk say in paragraph 8, Rabbi Tzokutam, what I mentioned, you can read later in paragraph 7, you have time, we will read this later, but now in paragraph 8, the end of the Megillah, we find בימים האלה, נזכרים ונעשים בכל דור ודור, משפחה ומשפחה, מדינה ומדינה, ועיר ועיר, וימי הפורים האלה, this special miracles what happened in the past, לא יעברו מתוך היהודים, please put line, וזכרם לא יסוף מזרם. Comes the guy and say, what is mean? וזכרם לא יסוף מזרם. מצאתי מרגניתה וימי הפורים האלה בביור הגרבה במגילת אסתר, he finds some diamond, וימי הפורים האלה לא יעברו מתוך היהודים וזכרם לא יסוף מזרם, פירוש שימי הפורים הם משתה ושמחה לא יעברו מתוך היהודים שהם הגדולים, וזכרם will remember this שהיא קריאת המגילה לא יסוף אפילו מזרם. Please put line, שאפילו הקטנים חייבים בקריאת מגילה. You know what is mean? The grah would say to us all the year, don't bring children to the shul. They make noise, we cannot daven. What's the problem? You need to daven by yourself in your house? Daven by yourself. What you can do, you have children. Daven by yourself in your house. Don't bring them to make noise. He is saying, Purim, bring everybody. All the babies, bring everyone. Because Purim is we celebrate the victory against Amalek. How? We show consistency between the generation. We show connection between the generation. It's bring all of them. Moreover, we have halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, unusual halacha, what we never find in any other place. The Shulchan Aruch come and teach us, and 1 minute in paragraph 11, עוד כתבו, שנהגו התינוקות, the children after school, they make some mess in the house. Ima say to the children, go play outside. And all the chevre come together. What they make? They take some pants and shirt. They fill this with stuff. And make some face. And make a tzurat aman. They put this on the tree. And they start to hit this aman. And from here we learn, umizeh les tulayin, nishtarbev aminag. From this play where the children make some face body with aman and take some stick and hit them, נשתרבב המנהג שמכים אמן כשקוראים המגילה בבית הכנסת. When we read מגילה, heard the name of aman, we make noise. ואין לבטל שום מנהג. Don't stop this custom. Only log עליו. And don't feel upset. Don't laugh about this. כי לא לחינם הוקבעו. Unbelievable. Children have some activity afternoon. They make a nice face of Aman. They decide, and now from this idea, we move to the next idea to make noise when we hear the name of Aman. How children decide for us, Am Israel, Minagim. Minagim come from the Sanhedrin, come from the great rabbi. Yes, because Purim is celebration of the children. Purim is celebration of the connection between the generation. Go this week, בחוץ קר באמריקה, but go to ארץ ישראל and this week the weather is 80-85, good weather, can maybe this himself make you more warm, and you go outside and you see people in the garden, mothers with children 3 months, 4 months, year, maybe one, maybe 2 years, you know, sit outside בנדנדות, בגינה, in the park, what conversation they have this week, what customs they go to buy for the baby 3 months old or 5 months old. He need custom, yes, he need to take picture and to send to Safta and Saba. They will have Shep Nachas, a baby 4 months old, they have some custom of Purim. Everyone, why? This is Purim. Purim is a connection between generations. Purim is celebration of Mishor. Yes, this is our victory. We never give a man to walk in and to create any gap. This is Purim. Moreover, you know, we have Isur in the Torah, Ma'avir Bno Lamolech. What is Ma'avir Bno Lamolech? In the old time, they take children and they throw them to the fire. And they burn. And we have in the Gemara in Maseret Sanhedrin, few ways, how exactly they threw the children to the fire, and to God. Service, korban, gift, mincha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, Avodah Zarah, what they do. Is one of the explanations in the Gemara, paragraph 10, Rava Amar, Kemashvarta de Puraya. What is mean, Mashvarta de Puraya? Sheno ma'avir beraglav, ala kofetz beraglav, kederich ha'tinokot. קופצים בימי הפורים שהייתה חפירה בארץ והאש בוער בו והוא קופץ משפה לשפה. He's mean, the children before Purim, what they do, they make, they dig something in the ground and they put some wood inside, some fire, maybe they put some onion and you know, make some kumzitz, but when the fire go up, they jump from one side to other side to show how we survive from who? From Aman. He tried to burn us and we jump. We go from one side to the other side. This is the way how, in the other side, the nation make ma'avir bno lamolech. The children jump from one side to the other side until they feel tired, and they put them inside, in the what? Pit inside, and they die. What we do? The opposite. We want connection with the generation. We want to have this kesher. We never do what they do. But moreover, after the final solution take place, everybody gets a letter. Every day whatever, this day we never arrive again next year, because final solution take place with the stamp of Ahasuerus. Mordechai walk in the street few days after, exactly few days after this letters come to everyone. And you see afternoon the children finish the cheder, finish the kindergarten. He stopped three of them, tell me what the Rebbe teach you today. Normally, you stop children, know what they say? Not now, maybe later, Shabbos. You stop these three children. One say, what the Rebbe teach me today? One posuk, he teaches very nice posuk. Al tira mipachat pitom, paragraph 12, umeshoat reshayim kitavo. The other one say, he learn another posuk. Utsu eitza vetufar, dabru davar, velo yakum, ki Emmanuel. The third one say, ve'at zikna ani hu, ve'at tzeva ani esbol, אני עשיתי, ואני אשא, ואני אסבול ואמלט. These three פסוקים, I'm sure you're familiar with these פסוקים, take place, we say this every single day, three times a day, after עלינו לשבח. After עלינו לשבח, paragraph 12, and Mordechai feel very happy after he heard the פסוקים. Start to dance. A man, in this moment, passed beside him and asked him, what happened? Why you feel so happy? Hey, we're going to win. You go to win? How you know? These three children tell me. What do the children say? Comes the Gra and explain to us so beautifully, unbelievably, so beautifully, what the children say. A man attacked us three times. First time, he surprised us in the desert. We in shock. We walk in the desert. Who comes to the desert? Nobody. He traveled 400 mileage. 400 mileage he drives in the desert. He passed few rivers and he's surprised and we're in shock. First posuk is Al tira mipachat pitom. Don't scare from any situation what make you to feel scared. Suddenly he arrived. Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us. Al tira, we win. Second time, Amalek, understand, before we cross Yarden River, when we make the war against Sichon and Og, before every nation, what you make the war, Am Yisrael come together, and the prayer, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, help us to survive and to win against Og. help us to survive against Midian, etc., etc., nation after nation. Come Amalek and say, I have Adiah, I will dress same as Knaani, and Am Israel will look of us. They believe we Knaanim. And they would say, God, please save us from the Knaanim. Lemaise, they never Knaanim. What they? They Amalek. And in this way, he can fight against us. Second posuk. Utsu Eitza Vetufar. The idea what Amalek have to attack us, destroy it. Dabru Davar, pray to us, Velo Yakum. Why? This never take place. Ki Emmanuel. Third time an Amalek arrive against us, Amana Rasha. They say to him, you start with the Jewish nation. Look all the history. Look what they do, all the history. No one succeed. And you try, you believe you can succeed. Aman say, you write about the history. But the God of the Jewish people is old. He retired. Look, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed his house. Bet HaMikdash, he never fight back. He is old. I take the opportunity and I give knockout to the Jewish nation. Third pasuk. Kam HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Ve'at zikna ani hu. I never retired. I am here. Ve'at tseva ani esbol. Ani asiti. Ve'ani esa. Ve'ani esbol. Ve'amalet. And I will save them. When Mordechai heard these three psukim, he say, we're going to win. Who he ask? Children in the cheder, in the kindergarten. If people can leave the cheder, the kindergarten, and we ask them, what you learned today? And immediately they say to you, the posuk is mean, we see how we build new generation, what is connect to generations before. This is the key to win against Amalek. We can see a few lines in the Gra, paragraph 13. The first one says, Al tirami pachat pitom, ramaz lo al etzem al apam arishonah. I give him hint about the first time. Sheba az al Israel, Amalek, pitom suddenly, כמו שאמר הכתוב, פרשת דברים אשר קרחה בדרך. היא attacked us in the way, רצה לומר שבא עליך פתאום, דרך מקרה. ואתה לא הזמנת כנגדו. And we never prepare ourselves against him. בכל זאת, הצילנו הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא save us אז מידו. כמו שהצילנו אז, כן יושיינו גם אתה. זה third child. זה other one say, השני put line, אמר לו, הוצאו את צוות ופר. הוא נגד הפעם השנייה, שהתחכמו אז, והתייעצו, לדבר בלשון קנאה, זה טוק, in other language, כדי שלא יכירום, ובכל זאת הצילנו השם מידם, והופרע עצתם. And, הקדוש ברוך הוא save us. השלישי, the third one say, ועד זקנה הוא, ועד צבא, כנגד הזמן הנוכחי, שאמר המן הרשע ימר שימו על הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכבר הזקין, הקדוש ברוך הוא come old. אמרו לו חכמי אומות העולם, everybody say to him, לך התבונן במלאכים ראשונים, go to check, the first leaders, על שפשטו ידיהם בישראל, מה עלתה בהם? Look what happened to them. פרו, סנחריב. מיד אמר להם המן, אלוה שטבע לפרו בים, ועשה לישראל ניסים גבורות ששמעתם, the God who destroyed פרו, and many other miracles, כבר הוא זקן, he is old, ואינו יכול לעשות כלום. שכבר עלה נבוכדנצר, הרחיב את ביתו, שרף את החלו, היכן כוחו וגבורתו, why never fight back? He came old. וכך אמר לו, ועד זקנה אני הוא, רצה לומר אף על פי שאמר עליי כי אני זקן, בכל זאת אני הוא, ככוחי אז, exactly what I have power before, I have also now. כי אני השם לא שיניתי, ואני אסע, ואני אסבול, ואמלט אתכם גם אתה מידו. I save you also from Aman. As we see, unbelievable, how Mordechai want to know the answer, if he's going to win, he don't know exactly how this can happen, but you know for sure this happened because he sees the connection between the generation. Moreover, you stay, we live in time, what you have a lot of dinners, people get award, parents of the year, chesed award. What kind of award? We have other type of awards, the name is umatzdike arabim, somebody would make a lot of influence of the society, kekochavim leolam vaed. To who you give in our generation this award, מצדיקי הרבים, influence so many people, ככוכבים לעולם ועד. רב שלמה זלמן, אויר בר, זכר צדיק לברכה, רב יושב בר סולובייצ'י, זכר צדיק לברכה, הרב אליושב, זכר צדיק לברכה, רב מוישה פיינשטיין, זכר צדיק לברכה. We pick one of the גדול לידו, for sure. Comes the Gemara and say to us, פרוג ה-14, ומצדיקי הרבים ככוכבים לעולם ועד. Who deserves this award? אלו מלמדי תינוקות. People who teach in the preschool, in the beginning of elementary school. Because they build new generation what connect to generation before. Comes the Gemara and say, we want to get name, example, כגון מן, אמר רב כגון רב שמואל בר שילת. You know who is רב שמואל בר שילת? You know רב שמואל בר שילת through his son. Who is the son of רב שמואל בר שילת? רב יהודה ברב שמואל בר שילת. Say to us special statement what every child from the preschool knows this. What he say? מי שנכנס אדר מרבין בשמחה. פרוגה 15, אמר רב יהודה ברדר רב שמואל בר שילת בשמי דרב, כשם שנכנס רב ומתאים בשמחה, כך מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. Somebody would build new generation, his son can say, yes, this month we have special celebration, special simcha, because in this month we show this consistency, we show this kesher, what we have. Now we understand very well why the kruvim, the angels above, the ark, we need to finish to make both of them in the same moment. Why? Rabbeinu Bechaye, one of the early Rishonim, say paragraph 16, והיה אפשר שהיו הקרובים, how they look, the kruvim, האחד כצורת אדם, a face of person, אדם גדול, והשני כצורת ילד קטן, baby face. כעניין שראה חזקל, פני האחד פני הקרוב, הזמין בייבי, ופני השני פני אדם. Why we need to finish both of them in the same time? Why? To show not any gap, not any space between the generations. Not any space. This is Aaron Brit Hashem. And this is Yavoa HaKol V'Yasku Ba'Aron. Everyone will come involved in Aaron Brit Hashem. We have part in the Torah. What does it mean to involve in the Ark? The Ark is only clay what we put inside the Torah. How we can get part in the Torah if we involve in the Ark? The answer is, what does it mean to involve in the Ark? To know the essence of the Ark. To understand what Ark represent for us. What the Ark and the Kruvim represent for us. The consistency. Not any gap. And not any gap. Amalek cannot walk in. He cannot walk in. We can surprise him. This is the first idim what we find in the Torah, in the Mishkan. But we continue. What is the first idim what the Kohanim use every single day, every morning when they arrive to Beit HaMikdash? The sink, the kiyor, 12 Kohanim, and sometimes group of 12, wash the hand and the legs before the start of the avodah. How we make, what kind of material we use to make the sink? Comes the Pasuk say, paragraph 17, ויעש את הכיור נחושת ואת קנו נחושת במראות הצוות, is mirrors from coppers אשר צבעו פתח אוהל מועד. And Chazal say, paragraph 18, and Rashi Zechumash also mentions this, we have few girsaot about this Chazal in Midrash Rabbah, Yalkut Shimoni, Midrash Agadol, and all of them say exactly same, but a little bit different, and what they say is follow. Paro, he also smart. He decide to stop our parents to create new generation. He take all the men, keep them in the field all the time. They cannot go back home. And Chazal say another place, the man himself come and say, why we need to create new generation? New generation of slaves? How many generations? They almost give up. But the wives never give up. They say, we never create new generation of slaves. We create new generation will bring us more close to the redemption. And we will, Bezrat Hashem will walk with them to the redemption. We will leave Egypt with them. And they go to the field, they buy they make fishing, they sell the fish, they create beautiful food, they go to the field with all these mirrors from coppers, they give to the husband to eat and to drink, and they spend time together, and they look together in the mirrors, you can look in paragraph 18, and after this, all the women come pregnant, and the children born. Come, Am Israel, and donate everything to the Mishkan, Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshet, Tchelet, Argaman, all the items. All the women say, come on, we want also to come part in this holy place. And the men bring everything. What left for us is all the women come and bring to Moshe Rabbeinu the mirrors from coppers. Moshe Rabbeinu says, this what you bring? Terrible, this is something very intimate between you and your husband. How you can bring this to the Mishkan? No way. No way. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, Chavivim alai, marot elu. This mirror I like is beloved part in the Mishkan more from any other part. Because with these mirrors, we create new generation. We never create what? Gap between one generation to the other. Paro know if I create any gap and we miss one generation, it's more easy for me later to destroy them and to keep them in Egypt for good forever. These mirrors, this is the key every single day to walk into the Mishkan. This is a mirror, is every key every single day to walk into Beit HaMikdash. We cannot make any avoda if the Kohanim never use this thing with a mirror from coppers. Unbelievable. The first idea, what we use, what the Torah teaches is Ve'asu Aron, ark with the Kruvim, one has baby face, one has face of person. We need to finish in same times. Yes, this is our secret. And the first idea, what the Kohanim need to use every single day, what? This is the ark. This is a sink. In this way we can walk in Beit HaMikdash. Yerushalayim was a very special person. Gdoi Leador, watch him to learn many anagot for him. Rebbe Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I'm sure everybody heard about him. His son, one of his children, Simcha Shlomo Levin, said to me a few years ago, also passed away, great Tzadik in Yerushalayim. Every Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rebbe Aryeh take his children to Mea Shearim, to the Shtiblach, somebody read Shir HaShirim in tune, in way, what everybody feel very emotion. Elat Yirat Shamayim, people get after they listen to him, read Shir HaShirim. And many Gdol Yerushalayim and people take the children to listen to this person. Every year when he comes to the posuk in Shir HaShirim, Inach Yafa Ra'ayati, Inach Yafa Enayich Yonim, because Baruch Hu say to us, we the Ra'aya, the wife, the partner of Hashem, we look so gorgeous, our eyes look same with the eyes of Dov. When he say Enayich Yonim, he stop for a minute and he start to cry. And Rebbe Aryeh Levin every year ask him, tell me, why you stop in this posuk? What make me to feel so emotional in this posuk? I look all Chazal, all Midrashim, I never find any special. We have many other psukim. He never want to give him answer. But Rebbe Aryeh say, I need to get the answer. Because for sure this is anaga. For sure this is something what I can take and deliver it to generations after. And year after year, year after year, he ask him and never give him an answer. One day he walk in the street with his sons, Lemishim Chalevin, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, and the person who read Shir HaShirim go on the other side. He say to his son, come, he cross the street, maybe now he will give us the answer. So cross the street and he ask him, I ask you so many years, give me the gift, give me the answer. Why you have so emotion when you read this pasuk? He said to him, I will tell you. 50 years ago, this time, all time, he was Moel in Russia. He get invitation to make Brit. In some place, some neighborhood, he never believed any Jew live in this neighborhood. He never believed if a Jew live in this neighborhood, he will make Brit to his son. He feel this is shtick of the KGB to catch him, to send him to Siberia with all his family. It take him a few weeks to check from many directions until he finds this is really, really invitation to make Brit. He take Klea Mila, he travel for good hours, he arrive to the place, he knock on the door, the father opens the door, the wife have the baby in the hand, and one relative in the house. Immediately when he walk in, he recognized the wife, she is nervous. You understand why? Tomorrow she goes to the doctor. The doctor finds the baby have Brit Milah. If he says it's to the government, she, the husband, the baby, to severe. She takes big risk. Says this is something special. If she takes risk, I will take also. I come to make the bris. He never say one word. He makes the bris. He put everything to the baby to prepare him to, after the bris, to say the brachot, to give him the name. In the moment when the baby ready for the name, the mother takes the baby, she starts to kiss him from the heel to the head, back and forth, again and again. He say to himself, this I never see in my life. Now for sure, she has some problem, but I am guest. I never say one word. And after a few minutes, she gives him the baby, he says the brachot, gives a name, she takes the baby to the other room and he sits with the father and the relative and he talks to them. So the conversation happened. He feel comfortable to say, I understand, your wife has some problem. Look, I do the best to come to the Brit Milah, it's a big risk for me. But I feel what you do is very great and very special. We cannot say no. But if your wife needs any help, we're available to do everything what she needs. You say, my wife, she is okay. Completely okay. She is completely okay. I tell you the truth, I never seen in my life any mother after the brit kiss the baby up and down from the head to the heel again and again. I told you, the husband said to the moel, this baby you recognize not only few weeks, is few months. She swear, she promised. From day one when this baby born, she will never give him one kiss until Moel come and make Brit Milah. Now this is the first time you understand she is okay. Einach yafara ayati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say us. Einach yafara ayati, you look so gorgeous. Why you so unique? Einai chionim. What is mean einai chionim? The chick would come out from the nest, from the dove, yes, and he start to jump and fly a little bit. All the time he have eye contact. He never goes so far. What he means eye contact. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say also, people stay far. People stay, look, come on. No chance. No way. Big chance. Because every Jew have eye contact. Sometimes we never recognize this on the spot. Sometimes we find this later and our generation can see this black and white every single day. How Am Israel wake up? How Am Israel understand it's important to connect ourselves to Torah, to flavor of Torah, to mitzvot, to part of the mitzvot, and it's grow day after day. This is Purim. Purim is time what we really can get special siyata dishmaya when we ask to build this kind of connection, to build this kind of relationship. You know, our nation, I says this many times, have many names. Many names. Bet Yaakov, Bet Israel, Sherit Ephraim, Bnei Yosef. One of our names is Stone, Stone. Even. Sheneemar Misham Roe, Even Israel. Why we have this kind of name, Even? What is unique about stone? Stone in Hebrew, remember, I say many times, Even is Av Ben Nechet, father, son, grandson. Av Ben Abba Ben Nechet, son, grandson. Ima, bat, mother, daughter, granddaughter. Nechda. In any way, we say Safta, Saba, Ima, Abba. In the place what you stop, we build other floor. Nothing stop. This makes us unique. This makes us so special. And this is Purim. Purim is time what we have the environment in the air what show us how the key of our succeed and victory is a connection between one to each other. Consistency between the generation. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not. 6 day war, this year is 50 years. I was in the beginning of elementary school. My father, Zichrono Livracha, was one of the soldiers who would take the kotel with the tzanchanim, and after this he continued to Minche, first Minche in Kever Rachel, first married in Me'arat HaMachpelah on the same day. I never see him for 6 weeks, was in the army. He get half day off, half day off. And he come And I say to him, Abba, this day I don't go to school, I go to spend with you all the day. Where you go? I say, good. And we walk together. He go to do many things what he never do before, cannot do before. Was in the armies for so long, and from some reason, I don't know why, he need to go to Beit Vagan, you know Beit Vagan? Above Herzl. At this time, it was the mountains, the houses was inside. In the beginning of Beit Vagan was a huge field. And in this huge field, I see thousands and thousands kufsaot, boxes. I say to him, I was in the beginning of elementary school, I say to him, Abba, maza kufsaot haele? What all these boxes? He say to me, it's not boxes. This is coffins. Coffins. The expectation in Yerushalayim, only 10,000 people will die in a few days and we need to bury them as soon as possible. This is what he say. Wow. I look and we continue. Few months after, the mayor of Yerushalayim announced in all Yerushalayim, this year, no one need to buy Sukkot. We get wood for free. They take this and give this for people to build the Sukkot. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, don't build coffins. Don't make coffins. Make sukkah. If you come together, if you feel this consistency between the generation, if you feel this is our key, all the rest I will take care of. Purim, this is the time. What we can get is. And if every year, for sure, we give Mishloach Manot, our children involved in Mishloach Manot, in Matanot La'Evyonim, not any other holidays, they involve so much, how they involve in this special time of Purim. But, maybe this year, depends the area what you live. It's a great idea, maybe one neighbor Jew. But you don't know him. He's not your friend, you don't know him, he's not from your shul, you never talk to him, you don't know if he shomer Torah or mitzvot, more or less, or bichlalo. Knock on his door. Say Shalom Aleichem, I'm your neighbor, probably know your neighbor. And today is Purim, I bring you Mishloach Manot. We never know what this can make to person. How this can move him a little bit to Purim and make a lot of impact later and affect and change him later. This is what the Torah comes and wants for us. The Kruvim, we need to finish both of them at the same time. This is the first item, what we involve, the Ark. And the first item was the Kohanim use every morning, the kiyo from the mirror from Kaper. Purim is celebration, the connection between the generations. After we have this in Purim, and we understand this, it's Pesach for Sukkot difference, and Shavuot, and many other holidays would come after. To take this opportunity. And from this reason, Chazal come and say to us in paragraph 19, Sova smachot et panecha. What does it mean, Sova smachot? We have many explanations. The last one, look the last line, paragraph 19. V'charina amar, Eilu sofrim, umeshanim, umelamdei tinokot. Teachers would repeat what the rabbi teach to the children, and also teacher in preschool, elementary school, Shem atidim, Lishev betzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will sit beside Hashem. Shenemar shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. They build, they help us to build this relationship, this kesher. So we take this kind of aspect, it's b'siyata dishmaya, exactly how we have bayamim ahem, ובזוכר also בזמן הזה, תורה, שמחה, ססון ועיקר. Thank you very much.